The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
But then if he doesn't commit to them, they can just go, yeah, Aaron will change it. Don't change it. And then continue on with whatever their plan was prior to this and get rid of him at the end of the year.
I would like to thank all of you for being here with us on this fantastic, wonderful day. And I would like to raise my glass. Dale and I want to welcome you to our home with open arms.
Ugh. Get a room, Dad.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It kind of feels like Brennan and Step Brothers.
My other son, Brennan, was going to be moving into his own place, but he was recently let go from his job at PetSmart, so he is going to be living with us.
I wasn't fired from my job. I was laid off. Well, you wouldn't know the difference.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I didn't want salmon.
I told you four times. This wedding is horse.
I mean, okay.
Gabriel.
What?
You almost did it.
I know.
I mean, between Root Ripper and that.
What the hell's wrong with you today?
He is winning.
You're supposed to be on my side.
This is the game we like.
I didn't want salmon. I said it four times. Wedding is for
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it. We all about it. They make the plans. We sit and count. Our chairs stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it. She running her mouth.
Are we ever going to talk about football? Are we ever going to talk about actual football? Throwing the ball, moving the ball, scoring the ball, things like that. Will we talk about that ever?
Eventually.
I can talk about soccer if you guys want. That's football.
So it's July. It's June 9th. They report July 31st. First preseason game, August 14th. First regular season game, early September.
Why? You got to go back to work.
But then that's Labor Day.
Right?
I know. But
like, what were you doing at this time last year?
This time last year.
I mean, were all the restrictions in place? You can't travel.
Yes,
you
yes.
can't do college game day.
Yes. I was doing a lot of radio from my basement. I was doing a lot of ESPN radio fill-in shows from my basement.
So you should be happy that we are eventually going to be talking.
You know
football.
What we were talking a lot about last year? Maybe this time, maybe a little earlier, was the CBA. A lot of talk last year this time about the collective bargaining agreement. Players either with it or against it, and then how that all developed, because I think that was leading into training camp as well. Obviously, mandatory minicamp continues in Green Bay. Big shocker, Aaron Rodgers not there yesterday. Like I said, if he had shown up, it would have been Shane Falco-esque, you know, jaunting out to the field, little back and forth, hair bouncing in the wind, and Gene Hackman shedding a tear, or coming close to shedding a tear. That did not happen, but the good news is, everybody else reported to camp, all the wide receivers, and Jordan Love under center. I want to start with this. The reports out of Packers mandatory minicamp are not great. How concerned are you that the reports are that Jordan Love is still struggling? First day of mandatory minicamp, all eyes on him, got his full house full of receivers, full, what would you call that?
Full
roster of receivers?
Devontae didn't really do much yesterday, so it wasn't a full complement of receivers.
Except say exactly what I said he was going to say. That's really the only thing he did. You're welcome.
Because yesterday on the show, we asked, what is Devontae going to say?
And what did I say?
And you said, I'm just supporting my guy.
You're missing out a very key part of context.
And he said,
I got my guys back.
I'm just supporting my guy.
You're welcome.
It was almost as though Chewy whispered in his ear.
But the context of the question was, what's he going to say when they ask him, why weren't you at OTAs? And that was not his answer for why he was not at OTAs.
I didn't say his answer.
That was the conversation we were talking about.
He was going to use, and he used my exact words.
Not playing the drop.
If you don't want to play the drop, that's fine, because you and Gabe have all of a sudden become anti-drop.
No, we're pro-truth. We're not anti-drop. We're pro-truth.
Put it on the poll.
Had a pretty good drop this morning.
Gabe and Ashton, I'm not anti-drop. Anti-drop or yes. pro-truth? Put it on the poll. I think it'll be very interesting to see what folks have to say. So you are hearing from different people, but the word struggles came out. And Matt LaFleur yesterday saying that he needs all the reps he can get. Again, I don't think that was an indictment of Jordan Love. I think it was him saying he needs all the reps he can get. He didn't have a season last year. So they're giving him
didn't have an off season, didn't have a preseason, didn't have a preseason, didn't have all of the seasons.
Are you concerned?
Not praise him because it doesn't fit the narrative.
I actually think it would fit the narrative for them if they praised
him. But this guy's not good, kinda Aaron. Like you Mark have Murphy- to come back. You have to. Jordan Love isn't
that
good.
Is interesting.
You have to come back. He can't make these throws. They're not going to say, oh my gosh, I don't think they need Aaron Rodgers. I really don't. This guy looks so good.
Well, ultimately, isn't that what Goody wants? Is for Love to look that good that they don't need Aaron Rodgers?
Yes. I don't think
that
LaFleur.
Is interesting. Because let's talk about right this moment, Gabe.
Yes.
Right now, what benefits them more? To go out and publicly say that he is, quote unquote, struggling or that he needs all the reps and the narrative that they kind of have, or to be like, he is the next coming of Aaron Rodgers. We done good.
But the problem is, you can't lie about it. Because
you can't?
There were members of the media there yesterday. So if you're like, oh man, he completed every pass. Meanwhile, you got Rob Domofsky and Jason Wilde over in the corner going, excuse me, we saw him. He did not complete every pass. You know, you can't go out there and just oversell it because there are actually people there. Now, if this was a closed to the media, closed to the public type situation, sure, you could lie about it and go, man, he looks really, really good. But then the problem is, if he doesn't look really good and he's struggling, and then you open up training camp and fans are there, and then he really struggles, now you're setting him up for failure. Right? Like, now people are expectations like, oh man, did you hear Jordan Love's? He's going to do really good. Well, and that's when he starts to struggle, that's when people could potentially boo him.
See, and that's why I think it's interesting. What do you make of reports that he is quote unquote struggling? How concerning is that to you? Nah. Because on one hand, go ahead. I want to hear what you say.
Well, I really don't care. Really don't care that he struggled in day one of mandatory minicamp. Like, now if he's going to be the starter, and he doesn't look good in any of the preseason games. And I understand the preseason doesn't mean anything. Graham Harrell once had a perfect quarterback rating for the Packers in a preseason game that got everybody excited back in the day. But it's having a good preseason game is a lot better than not looking good in the preseason. You know what I'm saying? So if he ends up being the starter, like, I'll really worry about it more toward the regular season. I mean, there's going to be a progression. I'm not expecting him to be good right now because the Packers clearly weren't expecting to be good right now. If they thought he was going to be lights out right away, they probably don't bring Robbie Bortles in. Right?
You know what they do with a quarterback like Jordan Love in his pseudo-second year when he gets into a preseason game? You know what they tell him? First read, second read, run.
Sure.
That's what they do. You look at all scrambling quarterbacks like that, that's what they're taught. Because
but he's not really a scrambling quarterback. He's got some athleticism. I think he's very similar. If you go back and look at the combine numbers of the 40 time, the cones, all that,
yeah,
it's very similar to an Aaron Rodgers.
But that's how they coach him because he cannot his pre-snap reads aren't going to be what Aaron Rodgers' pre-snap reads is just because he can't process the information first. And if he tries to go to that third read, he's sacked because it doesn't happen as fast. So it's 1-2 run. One's not there, two's not there, go. Just run. Right?
Which brings me back to the question that Ashton was addressing the day before, which was the Packers scheme. Do you think the Packers scheme is good enough to survive a post-Aaron Rodgers world, which obviously, ostensibly, would be with Jordan Love under center? So I am curious about this. I do want to put it on the poll. I do want to ask our loyal listeners, how concerned are you about reports that Jordan is still struggling? And I feel like, and I don't know this to be true, I wonder if the numbers will show this, if you are one of those people who is like, the front office made a huge mistake, they are handling this wrong, they should have done everything they can to get Rodgers back, then I think you sit there and put a lot of weight into Jordan Love struggling. But if you're like, this is all part of the process, it's the first day of practice, essentially, it's going to take time. There's a learning curve. Like, I think back to our first show together, which was a dumpster fire. I cursed on the air and all kinds of other nonsense, you know?
Which encouraged Chewy to curse 4 days ago.
Yeah, we're like, well, like, she can do it, then I can do it.
See, this is what you created, Jen. You created part of
this.
Yeah,
you kind of did.
Monster.
Yeah.
It's my proudest work. Chew, where do you stand? Concerned at all about reports that Jordan Love is struggling?
No.
Overthrowing targets, missing targets.
No, because Aaron Rodgers' playbook when he took over for Brett wasn't the same playbook Brett got. It just takes so much time. I mean, it took me 4 or 5 years to, probably 4 years to start learning other positions to where I was totally comfortable with the tight end position. You know? And for a quarterback, it's even longer than that because there is so much information. I mean, the quarterback has to direct. First thing out of the gate, he looks at the coverage or what do you think the coverage is. And then you have to direct the linemen on which way to slide. There is so much stuff. That's why I bypassed the quarterback. Yeah, I'm like, I'm not learning that.
You weren't going to learn that
way
position?
Way too much work.
You think you could have done it? You think you had the arm strength, the skill to do it, the accuracy?
No, I'm saying learning what they did.
So what Chewy did,
gotcha.
What Chewy did in training camp after he got comfortable with the tight, he started literally learning other positions of the playbook.
But he skipped quarterback.
Yes.
Like Jen, I learned Spanish. I know Polish. I know a little bit of Italian. I'm not taking on Russian.
How much English?
Forget about it. I'm out. Or Chinese?
Can you speak some Italian for us?
Hello, please.
No, that's not.
Sorry.
That's not Yiddish.
I don't even know if that was Yiddish. That was just gibberish.
Yeah, that was gibberish. Hey, it is National Donald Duck Day. Can you talk like Donald Duck? That's not bad.
That's not a bad Donald Duck sound. Now, can you get words out while making that noise?
No, I can't.
That's Donald Duck choking.
Can you do Donald Duck at all?
I can't do Donald Duck at all.
So I don't think hold on.
That's not bad either. But the hard part
is like an alien.
You just can't get the words.
You know what that sounded like, Jen? That sounded like an alien trying to communicate with Earth. And then a niner in there.
It's really hard. Like, I've tried when talking to the girls to say
Ashton's
anything.
Ashton's a butthole.
Yeah, it didn't sound anything like that, so thanks for the translation, Babblefish.
He was so proud of that.
I ain't learning no damn Russian, I can tell you that.
And he's not learning the quarterback position either. How concerning is it that reports are Jordan Love is still struggling? 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. We have Dan Orlovsky weighing in on why what's happening in Green Bay is a lose situation. That's next.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Now I don't know if I know anything. I'm going to be real honest here. And I don't think that a lot of us Packers people who have been following the team now for the last year trying to figure out the salary cap, we don't know anything.
On 94.5 ESPN. To say, hold on, I need a minute.
I'm letting go of everything you leave it. 800-990-3776. That's our ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Jonah and Cedarburg weighing in saying, to me, it's a little concerning that Love is struggling right out of the gate, but I'm cautiously optimistic that given time, he will develop into a game one starter. The Packers front office must have seen something they liked. Otherwise, why draft him at all? That from Jonah in Cedarburg. So Dan Orlovsky was on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, asked, of course, about the Aaron Rodgers saga, the Green Bays of our lives, if you will.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the Green Bays of our lives.
It's been a while for that.
And he thinks that the situation is a lose situation for Green Bay. Well, how can that be? How can it be a lose situation? Here's Dan Orlovsky this morning on the radio.
Now, the question for me, because I think Green Bay right now is in a lose situation. Okay, like, let's say the unlikely thing is that Aaron Rodgers decides not to play this season, right? He's just retiring. Well, that's obviously a terrible situation for the Packers. then let's say that they have to trade him. Again, another terrible situation for the Packers. And then let's say at some point, September 12th, he walks back into the building and goes, okay, I'm going to play this year. You never focused on football this offseason. You've got a disgruntled starting quarterback that's got tremendous impact within your locker room. It is going to be divided. You're not going to have a good season. Like, at some point, we are in the first week of June. At some point, you've got to focus on football as an organization, because the Rams and the Seahawks and the Washington football team and the Cowboys, they're all focusing on football, and the Packers haven't been able to do that.
Is there a win here? He sees a lose-lose-lose situation, and he said all three of them. He sits out, they trade, he comes back, but he's disgruntled. What is the win here? Can you see a win, Gabe?
But the one situation he didn't, what if he shows up day one of camp, July 31st? Because the situation he described of Rodgers coming back was after the season started, or super close to that first game, September 12th. If he comes back on July 31st, and he's a part of camp, like, is that a win?
I don't think it's a lose, lose, lose. I think it's a lose to be determined and maybe a lose. I mean, who knows? It could get a Herschel Walker deal that turned Dallas around back in, what, 89 or 90? He doesn't know that. What if they get three first-round picks and they nail all three of them? You know?
So that would be the trade situation. So you're saying the trade situation could end up being a win. Okay, so Chu sees a potential W in the trade column.
But it's still a lose this season. I think that's
it's still a lose.
He's talking more of the immediate effects.
Yes.
Because if you trade him, this team in 2021 is built to contend for an NFC Championship, for a Super Bowl, and it's not going to be that if
but
you don't have Aaron
Rodgers. Eventually
going
to be a lose anyways, whether Aaron plays for 4 years or he doesn't play at all. I mean, Jordan Love, the first year he takes the reins of the quarterback position,
yeah,
not winning the Super Bowl.
No.
So they're just, I don't know. I mean, yeah, he's got a point. Aaron Rodgers doesn't really lose. He's got a, well, as you would always say, he wins at the bank, right?
Always winning at the bank is a good thing. You want to be a legend at the bank.
But I find it interesting that Orlovsky assumes that if he comes back, and whenever he comes back, there would be a level of disgruntled quarterback, begrudging, that it wouldn't just be. And again, is that him making kind of a statement on Aaron Rodgers' personality? Because we've seen that from Rodgers. We've seen kind of that he does carry that grudge, that chip on his shoulder. Is that what that is? Is there a chance that he comes back and everything's good? Everything's cool. They dab it up. They well, do, you know, we're good. Everything's fine.
We don't know, because we all believe that he wants Goody fired, which isn't going to happen, which puts him in the lose column, right?
Say that again.
We all believe that Rodgers wants Goody fired, which would give him the victory. Murphy said that's not happening. So he kind of loses from that standpoint.
If that's
right?
how he's measuring the win.
We don't know, because he hasn't said.
Correct. But I do find it interesting, and this is kind of where my brain always gets jammed up on this. I'm able to follow along, even yesterday when Jason was on this program, when he was giving us the timeline all over again. Yep, that checks. Yep, that checks. Yep, that tracks. Following. Until we get to the point where Aaron Rodgers has an issue with the philosophy, the culture, and the character. That's not us making it up. Those are the words he used when he spoke to Kenny Mayne. How do you change a philosophy, character, and culture without changing the people? And that's where it goes back to. But that's what I'm saying. Like, culture is this, like, bodiless, like, thing that just kind of, like, swirling around an environment, right? Yeah, woo! We're one of those things at the car wash right now that have the arms. Wacky, waving, inflatable arm man. That's culture to me. You can't change culture unless you change people. The people can change, but if the people have shown resistance to change, or have shown that that's who they are and that's how they carry themselves, and that contributes to the culture, the only way a culture changes is if people change. Which brings me back to Aaron Rodgers may never have said that he wants Goody fired, but if he believes the culture has to be changed, I think he thinks that's the only way it changes.
I'll just take it one step further. It's not necessarily people have to change. It's leadership has to change. That's the big thing.
Yeah, so it's, I don't think it's
so much
culture.
You can shuffle around a number of people under, but if the leader is still the leader with the bad, what you perceive as bad culture, the leadership is what has to change in order for culture
to
change.
You know what I would love to know? What the secretary, what the janitor, what the guy who cuts the lawn thinks of all this. Because I told you guys, going back to the Brett Favre saga, and talking to people in the building that I've known for years, the building was sick of Brett. I wonder if they're at that point with Aaron.
Probably.
You think?
Wouldn't be shocking.
You think they roll their eyes like, oh, here we go. You know?
Well, Peter Schrager this morning on Good Morning Football said that the biggest losers in this entire situation are the fans. The fans who have been asked to once again choose between the Hall of Fame quarterback and the franchise that is going to exist long after Aaron Rodgers is done playing football, the franchise that they grew up watching with other people wearing the uniform and carrying the G, and here they are stuck in the middle wanting Aaron Rodgers to come back, but also knowing that he doesn't necessarily want to be there under the current circumstances. And I thought that was interesting because, again, you could sit here. So we're talking about two different things. Peter Schrager is saying the fans are the biggest losers. Dan Orlovsky is saying this is a lose-lose-lose situation. I'm not hearing a lot of winning here. What will it take to win? And I don't mean on the field. What situation makes you feel good about what has transpired over the last month plus or even going back to the NFC Championship game? 800-990-3776. What would make you feel good about what has gone down?
You said you're not talking about, but that's the only thing that's going to make anybody feel good. Is winning on the field.
Yes.
Like, that's literally the only thing that anybody's going to feel good about. However this transpires is when we get to early September, we get to September 12th, we're talking about the Packers winning football games and beating the Saints and going on and having a fast start and having a hot start, being 4-0, 4-1, something along those lines. Like, that's the only thing I think that's going to ultimately make anybody feel better. Because even if Rodgers shows up, you've mentioned this, Chu, about there's going to be a distraction period. Even if he shows up right away July 31st, and there's going to be, I think, some tension until that first game to see how everything fits and how everything plays. If the Packers come out of the gates and they're playing well, that's the only thing that's going to make people feel better.
And if they start, if Rodgers does come back, and for whatever reason, they start out poorly, let's say 1-3. You think it's bad now?
Again,
you think it's bad now? This thing will explode, you know?
I think you're in the minority. Really, every time you say something about the Packers struggling with Aaron Rodgers, the only reason I think that they struggle is if the environment is so bad because he's disgruntled. It's very clear that this is an arranged marriage. They don't want to be together, but they're being forced to stay together for the kids. And then that ends up manifesting on the field because Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be bad. He's just not. Davante Adams isn't going to be bad. He's just not. That offensive line is going to be good again because they have been, and it's essentially the same guys. So there's no I can't wrap my brain around any situation where the Packers are bad if Aaron Rodgers is under center, unless
injuries.
It becomes untenable. Injuries, is always the X factor for every season. Is there a win here? And I know Gabe is saying winning on the field. If they win on the field with Jordan Love, this whole thing is like, well, it was annoying. We wish we hadn't gone through it. We wish we hadn't been on GetUp and SportsCenter and Good Morning Football every single morning during the summer. But we're winning football with Jordan Love, so who cares?
Yeah.
But is there a win situation with Aaron Rodgers here? Is Dan Orlovsky right that this is a lose-lose-lose currently? Chewy found one loophole in the trade option, in the trade column, if you will, the trade silo, saying, if they are able to get a windfall for him, a king's ransom for him, then yes, that ends up being a win. But right now, Orlovsky sees it as a lose, lose, lose. Do you agree? 800-990-3776. John in Lombard, you have a win for us. Good morning.
Well, good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I think it could be a win for both parties. Obviously, the big win would be Rodgers coming back, but not until the actual training camp starts. And the both parties saving face. Not only should the contract extension be lucrative, it's either got to be primarily guaranteed or a good portion of it or the entire amount guaranteed. I think Rodgers would save face and say, hey, the atmosphere has changed. It's changed, and he doesn't even have to get into anything. All the facts will come out. He comes back, but they guarantee the contract. I think that might get him back.
John, we appreciate the call. So in that case, it would be column three that Dan Orlovsky proposed. Aaron Rodgers does come back. They have somehow made the money work, and he feels as though the culture is improving. The culture has taken a turn. They've turned the corner. That, John says, would be a win for the Green Bay Packers franchise and the Green Bay Packers fans. 800-990-3776. Do you see a win here? Dan Orlovsky saying it is a lose-lose-lose situation right now for the Green Bay Packers. Do you see a win? 800-990-3776. When you search for your dream home, do you ever consider building it? Great Midwest Bank makes building your dream home a reality with common sense construction loans and experienced loan officers who can guide you through the process. How do I know? Because when we were looking for a home here in southeastern Wisconsin, we called Great Midwest Bank and they took the stress out of the entire process because they broke it down step by step so we knew exactly what to expect along the way. If you're thinking about building your home, and I know that feels very daunting right now because Chewy's always telling me about lumber costs and delay on products and things like that, but Great Midwest Bank can be the guys who help you take the stress out of that situation. They can't make the lumber come in any faster. They can't make it any cheaper, but at least you know that your construction loan or your mortgage is going to be handled with ease. So whether you want to build your new home from the ground up or you want to add on to your existing home, Great Midwest Bank has flexible loan options that meet your needs. Learn more about a home refinance loan today at greatmidwestbank.com. greatmidwestbank.com. They're yours and my Simply Local Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I have to get 50 Olas in a day.
When you say Olas, you mean just dropping Ola in conversation.
The workers there, I have to get 50.
Well, Ola to you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know what it means, but it's Ola.
What with
a silent J.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Anytime you're talking about any player in the football team, you'd love everybody to be here. And so, you know, it's certainly... It is what it is, man. And we'll focus and we'll control and work on the guys that are here and try to help them become the best of their ability and coach the heck out of them.
Matt LaFleur addressing the fact that Aaron Rodgers did not show up. It was a Tuesday no-show, as we addressed here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, to mandatory minicamp. The good news is Devontae Adams was there, and he did give a semi-endorsement of Jordan Love. Now, you could say, well, what else is he going to say? He's going to dog the guy? He's going to dog the kid? The kid doesn't deserve that, right? He's obviously going through the process. He's figuring things out, the learning curve that exists for every position, especially when you're getting your first meaningful reps in camp. But Devontae Adams said a lot of stuff. Like, Devontae Adams cursed. What is he, a member of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy all of a sudden? Yes. So on brand. One of the other things that he said was that he didn't plan to sit out training camp or mini camp, which was good, but that he, you know, had no money when he was growing up, and therefore he was not going to forego any money. You buying that the money is the motivator there for Devontae Adams?
Never hurts. Right? If you got $12.5 million, doesn't hurt to have that. I think that's what his contract is this year. Yeah, makes sense to me. Didn't grow up with that money. So he's going to make sure that he shows up and doesn't get fined, and he's able to set himself up for the next big contract.
Yeah, but didn't he said he blew off his workout bonus?
$500,000.
Okay.
Yeah, that jammed me up a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
It did. When he said it, I was like, right, but you gave up a $500,000 workout bonus by not showing up to OTAs.
There's also a chance that he gets that money.
Thank you. Tell us about that chance.
Oh, if they give him a big old contract extension and just work that $500,000 back in.
Fold it in. Mm-hmm. Just fold in the cheese.
Yeah, where the Packers go, hey, we're negotiating this deal. We're going to give you that $500,000 workout bonus in good faith, and we're going to figure out this contract. Like,
they have to be negotiating right now, right?
Yes.
No, they have to be. The best receiver in the league. I mean, he may put the brakes on it and say, let's just wait and see how this thing pans
out. Okay, so you think he put the brakes on it. I'm curious who put the brakes on the Devontae Adams extension. Because, again, we thought that was number one with a bullet, star, asterisk, underline, italics. That was the number one thing the Green Bay Packers were going to do this offseason. Like, take us back before Berman, before the Aaron Rodgers saga. Didn't we think that's how they were going to find the money? They were going to extend Devontae Adams.
Yes. No, the money was going to be from Adams and Rodgers. The combination of the two, either rework the Rodgers deal, $6.8 million roster bonus, convert that to signing bonus, get some money there. Other money in Rodgers' deal, convert some of that. Like, it was to find this money, it was going to be super easy instead of adding four voidable years to a kicker's contract.
But he has not won a Super Bowl, right?
Devontae was not on the team. Devontae was a rookie in 14.
He's getting to that point where he's like, you know, it'd really be nice. The money's nice, but I'd like to win a Super Bowl.
So you think he is the bigger reason? Yeah. I mean, look, this could be a cooperative effort as well. Both parties could have been like, yeah, let's just come back. We'll put a pin in this. Both parties could have said that. But you think that it was more Devontae saying, I'd like to just wait and see what happens here. Where do you stand, Gabe?
Yeah, the Packers, I mean, ultimately the Packers can always franchise tag him. If they want Devontae Adams to be around.
Yeah, but there's no reason right now not to make him the highest paid receiver in the NFL. Am I right?
Age. Packers, and again, did I read correctly yesterday, guys, that Packers haven't extended guys that third contract at the wide receiver position? Was that a thing with Jordy Nelson? Was that
Jordy, I believe, got a third contract. But then he didn't play out the final.
Yeah, but Devontae's still in his 20s.
He is 28 years old.
No.
Devontae won't turn 29 until December 24th.
He's still prime.
Oh, yeah.
He's still prime. He's still, right now, they should make him the highest paid receiver in the game. I mean, waiting doesn't really benefit the Packers any.
No. But if, I mean, and it's a risk. It's a risk for Devontae because if he suffers a big injury. So there's a little bit of a risk there too. That's why usually you see by the time a player of his caliber gets to this last year, usually get a contract extension.
He's waiting to see how this thing pans out. You know, I mean, what would you do if they said, "Jen, we're going to make you the highest paid college football reporter at ESPN"? Would you say, "Well, I want to wait to see what happens with Fox"? You're like.
No, I'd sign it.
Sign me up.
But that's the thing. And again, that's why the money comments were interesting to me yesterday. I understand the whole idea of I grew up broke, I grew up poor, right? We've talked about that on this show. Yeah. It's why I saved the ketchup packets and the sweet and sours from McDonald's, okay? Probably don't need to.
But at the same time, you had some PF flyers, Jen, so I'm really questioning this whole backstory that you've laid on thick over the last 10 months.
They definitely came from Marshalls on the clearance rack. Like, let's just be clear about the origin story of the PF flyers. So Devontae Adams yesterday referencing how he grew up and how that's impacting his decisions right now.
Yeah, I'll be here, man. I'll be here. I signed up to go to work and play. I'm from East Palo Alto, California. I grew up with $0. I'm not not forfeiting any of my money that I've earned and signed for already. So I'll be there for sure.
Beware.
Camp.
Oh. Now, but again, normally, if you are in a negotiating period, you don't show your hand like that. Like, you don't remind people that, like, any amount of money you give me is going to be more than what I had. Therefore, why don't you go ahead and lowball me, right? Like, from a strategic negotiating standpoint, I wouldn't advise that as Devontae Adams' financial advisor. So that made me think that there wasn't a negotiation going on.
Well, he knows he's going to be the highest paid, right?
I don't know if he knows that.
Well, he should.
See,
if he doesn't have as good a year as he did last year,
sure,
he's still going to be the highest paid just the way it works.
He'll be up there. It's just a tricky situation because the question ultimately comes down to, does he want to be in Green Bay? Because I think he can get top receiver in the league money, if not just a little bit below there, from also a contender. And the Packers aren't going to be a contender the next 2 years if Jordan Love is the quarterback or if Robbie Bortles is the quarterback. So he is in a spot, you just mentioned, he's kind of getting to that spot where, man, it'd be nice to have a ring, but because he's so damn good.
Which comes along with the third contract.
He could have his cake and eat it too. Like, he could go to a contender, they're going to give him a boatload of money, whereas the Packers, if they don't have Aaron Rodgers the next couple of years, they're not going to be a contender, and all he's going to have is the money. He's looking for a situation where he can have, why not both?
Show me an exceptional wide receiver in the league that didn't have an exceptional quarterback under center. Devontae Adams knows his future is tied. Larry Fitzgerald is probably the only one. Did he have Kurt Warner?
He had Kurt Warner for a while, but he also, I mean, the list of quarterbacks that he had is
lousy.
John Skelton?
John Skelton's one of them. Where's Pratik when you need him? The resident Cardinals fan of ESPN Milwaukee.
What a sentence.
Drew Stanton, I believe, got some snaps in there once upon a time.
Carson Palmer?
Carson Palmer wasn't bad.
So that's what you could be dealing
with,
essentially.
Josh Rosen.
Josh Rosen. Forgot about him.
So Devontae Adams doesn't want to deal with that. Is that what you guys are saying?
Basically saying, yes, he wants to be certain that there is a good guy under center throwing him the ball, because that will only increase his value and his legacy in the league. It is interesting, though, guys, because it was just 2 months ago that Pete Doherty from the Green Bay Press Gazette reported that an Adams extension was in the works, and fans should expect something done in the next week or two. Two months. Anything happen between 2 months ago and right now?
Wait, did the Rodgers news happen?
The Rodgers news Boost? Happened. Huh, interesting. I wonder if that threw a wrinkle. Isn't that? No, threw a wrench. Threw a yes. wrench. That's the word that Rodgers used.
You can throw a wrinkle? Wrench.
If you can dodge a wrinkle, you can dodge a ball.
Is that a saying? I mean, you got on me for kick the cat.
And for snipping in
How
the bud.
How do you throw a wrinkle?
I'm trying to figure that out. That's why I'm in silence. I don't know.
I mean, technically, if you listen to a baseball game, that'll be a term that people use for an off-speed pitch or a breaking ball.
They say throw a wrinkle?
Just throw a little wrinkle.
What does throw a wrinkle mean? Actually, it's put a wrinkle in, throw a wrench. Chewy was right. You have to play it. I said it. Chewy was right.
Boycott.
Yeah. Not,
he's
Ashton's
boycotting,
holding out.
He's boycotting
I'm
all
not talking to
Chewy
him.
Correctness?
For a long time. Oh. He's on my list.
Oh, that's, I mean, a when long
did it,
time
when did, it, when did it go south?
Between you and Ashy?
Yeah.
I think when you decided to say that dinosaurs were a myth.
Oh, that might be it. This is fun. Should we try to figure out when Chewy and Ashton's relationship went south instead of trying to figure out when the Packers' relationship with Aaron Rodgers went south? This seems like more fun to me.
We could definitely get to the bottom of the issue between Ashton and Chewy a lot quicker. I'll
definitely,
tell you that.
Definitely. But I would be going, what do you want? What do you want?
I didn't want salmon.
Yeah, we already established that.
Get a room, Dad.
Hey, what is the best PE game, guys? I'd like to get into that after this, okay? The best PE game. You remember PE, physical education. It's almost non-existent in
schools
now. Some
of us call it gym.
Gym class, if you will. Although at some point, I think that the teachers took umbrage with that phrase. They didn't like it being called gym. They made us call it physical education.
How old are you?
No, it used to be called gym.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And
yeah.
Then there were teachers that were like, no, this is a real thing.
Do you call it PE or gym?
I'm telling you, the teachers got mad about calling it gym. They felt it devalued their contribution to the school and the education process. And there was this whole thing about you will call it physical education.
No. Did you have to wear uniforms for gym?
No, you just had to change your clothes, but we didn't have like a uniform.
We had a uniform.
We just
we had
the
worst shorts that you would get. They were terrible. You'd have your gum hanging out. It was just terrible.
Jesus, dude.
We will get into that right after this. But first,
what?
With everyone being outside, the curb appeal of your house has never been more important. And what better way to improve your curb appeal than with new windows from Universal Windows Direct? Universal Windows Direct windows will save you money on your energy bills and make cleaning a breeze. And best yet, guys, you can put off paying for those windows for 2 full years. Want more information? Here's the number, 414-410-2000, or go to their website, universalwindowsdirect.com. That's universalwindowsdirect.com. No payments, no interest for 2 full years with Universal Windows Direct.
What do you think Chewy's curb appeal in those gym shorts was?
Not great.
I think he has gotten better looking with age. Like, he's a good looking dude now. Not that he's, you know, unattractive in this picture. He just kind of looks like a doofus.
On 94.5 ESPN.
But I'm thinking it's time for a change. Get out of your lane. The more that you stay there, you feel like it's unfair. It's time for a change. Get out of your brain.
We put it on the ESPN Milwaukee Twitter poll. If you get a chance, pop over there. How concerned are you with reports that Jordan Love, quote-unquote, struggled during day one of minicamp? Your choice is not at all, a little, or very. Go ahead and weigh in on that. We'll continue to monitor it and get your responses as the show goes on. More importantly, did you call it PE or gym when you were in school? Go ahead and vote on that. Now, I'm going to be honest. We called it gym class, but we had teachers who were upset and felt that it devalued their contribution to your education. So they were insistent that you call it physical education, shortened to PE class.
Oh, the poor sanctity of gym class or PE, those poor teachers.
I'm telling you, this was an actual thing that happened back in the 90s.
Gym teachers.
What have they ever done?
Those who can't teach
gym.
That's not how it goes.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's the end of it.
School of
is
Rock.
Is it really?
From yep. School of Rock.
I knew what he was doing. Oh, but you, you and I are back.
I thought it was those who can't do, teach.
And those who can't teach,
teach Jim.
I didn't know that one.
Oh,
thank you for enlightening
me. What a great moment in that movie.
What was the best?
Is that movie underrated?
Million percent.
How could it be underrated? They turned it into a Broadway musical.
You see the drummer died?
Yeah, the kid.
The kid?
Yeah, that was really sad.
Freddie? He was great.
Also, like a couple weeks ago, I saw like
that's
two
a
of shut them off
like, movie though. That's shut off.
That's because it's a comedy.
Is it a
shut
comedy?
It
yeah.
Is it a comedy?
It's 100%
shut it off.
100% comedy.
When do you shut it off?
When the kids are outside faking that they're sick.
That was hilarious. Yeah, maybe it is a comedy. That was hilarious.
Shut it off. It's terrible.
I mean, after there's a line point. In the movie where Jack Black goes, "You know, your kids have touched me, and I'm pretty sure I've touched all of them."
Yeah, you think you'd like that? Anyway, what was the best P.E. movie?
Best P.E. movie?
Now my brain is
Mr. Woodcock.
Yeah, I don't think there were that many.
No, Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, that one was pretty
good. No, you know it was a great Porky's. Hands down the best. Porky's.
He's not really doing a lot here too.
No.
You've never seen Porky's.
We've all seen Porky's.
That is a Jim movie.
I don't know.
Beulah? Come on, that is...
What I meant to say was...
He had a mole.
What was the best P.E. game? What was the best P.E. game?
Oh, I thought you said movie.
I did say
movie.
She
did say movie.
Because you got in my head.
You know what was the best?
Dang it.
The best, hands down. Floor hockey.
Yeah, floor hockey was good.
Floor hockey was solid. Do you guys have to square dance? I mean, what is that all about?
We had to,
in middle school,
What is that
it's
all about?
It's hilarious that at the actual dances, they were forcing you apart, but in gym class, they were forcing you to dance. It's weird.
Yeah, but square dancing, you're not like, I mean, you're kind of dancing around in a square people. You're not getting up on something.
Do they still do that, you think?
Square dancing?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Chewy, did you or did you not just attend a high school graduation this weekend?
I did. Under protest, though.
So wouldn't you know? Like, there are children in your household.
You say, what did you do today in gym class?
Someone's got to do it.
So,
promenade! It was like, swing your partner, do-si-do.
Yes.
Yeah, the thing about square dancing, they just tell you what to do.
What are the moves,
entire lyrics
though? If
are
you
just
can name
you
the moves.
Like the cha-cha, like the cha-cha song. Left foot now, right foot now, two hops.
Like, what's the one where the girl puts her hand behind her back?
Like a catcher?
No. I'm talking about that square dancing move.
Are you trying to make a case for square dancing being the best P.E. activity?
It wasn't bad.
No, it was awful.
Huh? Yeah, it was...
terrible.
You looked forward to gym. It was a nice little break in the day. You got to run around, have some fun. And then you had to square dance?
Square dancing was like right above the mile. When you had to run the mile?
And our school couldn't afford new technology, so it was always an old record player that was playing the...
You just got a Victrola over there and I think somebody's cranking the
How about wiffle ball in the gym? That's good.
Wiffle ball is good, but what about badminton?
We didn't play badminton.
Oh, my goodness.
See, badminton elevated once you found out what the little contraption was called.
Shuttlecock.
Thank you. A bunch of high schoolers learning the word shuttlecock.
Our gym teacher was also our football coach until my junior year in high school.
That tracks.
Dude was unbelievable at badminton. Like, he was older, and I mean, he was a bigger guy. He played football in college. Couldn't really, you know, like, wasn't the fleetest of foot at this point. He could just dominate. It was unbelievable how good he was.
How do you dominate in badminton?
He was real. I don't know.
Really?
I would have to call up Roger Meyer and ask him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Leonard Skinner. He was a gym teacher. You knew that.
No.
That's where they got the name from.
What do you mean? Explain it to me.
Leonard Skinner was putting a band together, and they couldn't come up with a name. They were the one percenter. But they were saying that they had 1% of talent, so they switched the name. And their gym teacher was a real militant guy named Leonard Skinner.
You want to go ahead?
And one of the guys said, let's name the band Leonard Skinner.
Chewy was right.
I told you I'd get it in. One way or another. We're best friends
high
again.
High fives, Chewy. Nice
we're best,
work.
We're best friends
muy
again.
Muy bueno.
I don't know, Gabe. I don't know, but I looked it up. I don't know how he knows that.
It's absolutely true.
How the hell do you know this stupid stuff?
I'm stupid.
His name was Leonard Skinnerd. Skinner, so yeah. They changed the name to Leonard Skinnerd. Very good, Chew. That was impressive.
Yeah.
What about scooter games?
Dangerous as all hell. Pass.
Love scooter games. The scooter games. Favorite.
I feel like we had to stop playing floor hockey. Chewy brought up floor hockey. We had to stop playing floor hockey. There were too many kids that would, you know, get a high stick up into the nose and too many kids getting injured. Scooter games are tough, too.
What are scooter games?
Your fingers.
Scooter soccer?
So you gotta,
soccer? You
gotta,
play on a scooter?
Yeah, it's a flat board and it's got
two
four wheels. Oh, man, you had handles?
Yeah.
What?
Jeez, Jen.
I have never heard of this.
Fancy bleeping school.
I don't know. I know what school you went to. I don't know about that. Are you sure?
Yeah. Handles on the scooters.
Found out that she's taking school trips to go see the symphony orchestra.
That was a different person.
All right. Hands down, the best game. No discussion. I don't want it. Dodgeball.
Yeah.
I don't even play a ton about dodgeball.
Are you?
No.
I would play dodgeball in a dodgeball league now.
When did dodgeball officially get kicked out? When did dodgeball get canceled?
It did?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
when did dodgeball get canceled?
As of 2012, it was still existent.
Yeah. So. We didn't play dodgeball in gym class?
We for sure still played dodgeball and held dodgeball tournaments at our high school.
Wow.
Did dodgeball have a resurgence because of dodgeball?
I mean, it had to have helped. I don't
because you want to talk about injuries. If you were even the slightest bit unathletic,
yeah, be better.
Is there a gymnasium in this building?
In this building?
Yeah.
Downstairs.
I think there is.
Downstairs, yeah.
Yeah.
We should have a show Olympics. We would dominate.
Show Olympics.
And dodgeball should be part of it. Why are you looking at me like
I'm
crazy?
I'm just trying to think of what other, like.
No, I'm just glad we're on his team because I don't want him pelting dodgeball.
We got a former baseball player. We got the LERP. We're good.
True.
Are you officially the LERP now?
Whatever.
It kind of feels like you kind of officially
Again,
are.
He says it like it's not an insult, but as Gabe and I keep coming back to, it's
seems
an insult.
Like
it's endearing.
Insulting.